Hi, good afternoon. I'm Brigadier General Greg Johnson here, and we are doing Tag Talks episode 12 today. And today we're really talking about customer service a little bit, but really the Army Service Center and where we are going with the Army Service Center tied to HRC's 2030 vision. And today, again, surrounded by pretty awesome people, we have Shelley and we have Parnell. So folks, hey, how about you explain who you are and what you do and what's your drive and passion here at HRC and in the Army Service Center? Parnell, go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Parnell Plessel. I'm the Deputy Branch Division Chief for the Army Service Center. My main priorities are making sure that the three branch chiefs within the Army Service Center, in terms of personnel, in terms of customer satisfaction, and just general oversight from the division level.
Awesome. Shelley.
All right, I'm Shelley Deslich. I am the branch chief for the customer service branch. Customer service is my passion. Been here for about 25 years-ish, give or take.
Does Parnell have you beat, or is that are you the senior most
here at Fort Knox? No. He's been here longer than I have, or I've been here longer than he has.
Right.
He came as a soldier a couple years after. And we've worked together since 2004.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So been doing customer long time that we've been doing customer service together.
Customer service has been a part of my focus since 2000.
Yeah,
for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Now, hey, if I asked you, your average person probably out there in the Army, hey, what's the Army Service Center? I mean, I don't know. My guess is they may not know. So maybe tell us what the Army Service Center really is and what it's all about, and then of course, we're going to get to kind of where we're trying to drive the Army Service Center for the Army.
Great. Good question. Thank you, sir. The Army Service Center consists of three branches. As Ms. Deslich said, the customer service branch, that is basically the front door or what we call the gateway to HRC. We have a call center that's manned, and we also receive requests via email, as well as walk-ins. So that call center and customer service branch fields requests from active soldiers, reserve soldiers, National Guard soldiers, veterans, retirees, and family members. One of the neat things about the division is that the customer service branch also has what traditionally across the Army is known as IPERMS, IPERMS being the tool, and that's in the Army Soldiers Records Branch. And if you're familiar with IPERMS, IPERMS is the tool that stores all of your soldier records, minus your medical records. So when you think of what your S1's actions, your S1's take care of for you, all those documents, your evals, your awards, any kind of certificates, any kind of document is stored inside your official record in IPERMS. And then lastly, we have a Veterans Inquiry Branch. This Veterans Inquiry Branch takes care of just that, the veteran population. That being veterans, retirees, or family members of either category. So this is a really neat service that we provide. It's led by Ms. Thelma Banks, and her team do a fantastic job in supporting that community. We've learned years ago that the veteran population does not have an S1. So we have built an S1 for that population here at HRC within the TAG Directorate. And please, we have stood up a Facebook page recently called the Veteran S1. And if you get a chance, I ask that you go out there and check out that S1 page.
Yeah, I mean, for me, looking at those three branches that you have in the Army Service Center, I mean, there's just a lot of passion and focus on how do you take care of people.
Yes, sir.
And it's like throughout all three of those teams, the HR help desk is, you know, obviously that's there to help, and it's all focused on just helping whatever question comes into us, whether that be a question on IPSE, whether that be a question, you know, even on pay. Who do you talk to at HRC? Right, we get a lot of those, and then of course I know a lot of our volume is veterans. Coming in asking for lots of different help questions, right? You know, for their admin records, you know, benefits, even VA kind of claims. We get questions for that. So there's a lot of just great folks working in all of those areas. I'm pretty proud, though, the team standing up the Veterans S1. Like, who kind of came up with that part, Al? I know that's more a recent thing.
Yeah, sir, that was a team effort. We tried a couple names initially, but we found that the most traction was gathered once we've called it the Veterans S1, and it has really taken off.
Yeah, because most people in the Army, they know what the S1's there for.
Right.
Right? Help with admin and help with HR records, pay, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I definitely try to plug that everywhere I go. Hey, there's a Veterans S1. And when I'm out on LinkedIn or whatnot, that tends to get a lot of feedback. I've actually funneled you a bunch of work, you know, because of that.
You have, sir.
Yeah, notice how I'm smiling.
And we love the work.
Yeah. So. Well, that's the point, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's very rewarding, and it's just a great thing to be able to walk away every day feeling like you've helped and accomplished something your job.
No, that's a great point, Shelley. I mean, the reason I asked why, you know, kind of how long you guys have been in the business, because, you know, there's something to that, right? You guys have stuck around for a while because, you know, I know personally, right, your passion for just taking care of people. And, you know, there's some hard days with this, right? Because people are frustrated at, you know, whatever it is.
Through no fault of their own.
Right. Admin is not always the easiest, right? People throw the bureaucracy comment around sometimes. But I'm pretty, you know, pleased and excited with our team's approach. Right? Hey, how do I help and how do I just do that as fast as I can?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I don't know, a lot going on. Right, so you stood up the Veterans S1, which is a good effort. Let's talk iPERMS just briefly. I'm pretty excited with iPERMS because we're really working on the efficiency of the system, right? How fast we can get documents uploaded, but then also how do we bake in analytics that help S1s, you know, kind of manage all the documents, the auditability of the documents, all of that. Can you talk maybe a little bit about what we're doing in iPERMS, Parnell?
Yeah, yes, sir. We're very excited. Just here in January, we released a new product called RMI. And what that does is that automates the ability for a record or a batch to get placed into iPERMS. So just to give you a general understanding of that, right now, if you submit something to us manually, it's taking about 15 days for that document to get permed. As a result of RMI, if you're doing what we need the field to do to make sure that the DOD ID or the Social Security number, the effective date of the document, and all the information is legible, that the document then runs through the iPERMS tool. And within hours, that document or that batch is now permed. So we keep getting more and more efficient. We started off with some very good statistics early on, but the product has not been around long enough yet to find its full efficiency. Mr. Nate May and his team are continuously looking at ways to measure the efficiency, but we asked the field to help us with that by making sure that those three items that fall under the metadata are included with the document or the batch to assist us in getting your records into PERMS.
Yeah, I think this is a good example of, hey, we're modernizing on the fly, whereas, hey, 10 years ago, this was like, hey, you're scanning documents, you're sending it to a clerk at iPERMS, that clerk is looking at it and then uploading it in a different, you know, more manual way into someone's folder. And that standard of service has probably been plus 30, right, 60 days, you know, quite a while along the whole life of the system. It's, I don't know, I get excited easily sometimes, but, you know, 15 days at the moment is probably one of the best places we've ever been. And, you know, this AI light ability to read documents is really gonna get better here and make that almost an immediate thing, which is, I don't know, again, I get excited about these kinds of things. It's quick service, it's quick customer service for a soldier, and then big term strategic impact is, hey, we're tracking things like orders and how soldier is paid in a better, cleaner way to help the Army pass an audit.
Absolutely, sir. And like I say, we will be seeing more efficiencies as the tool stays online for a little bit longer, and we'll be able to share the success story with the field.
Yeah, I think what's to come with iPERMs for the field to kind of chew on the more maybe more technical side is we're really going to be able to scan and understand everything in all of those documents. So if you have a transcript or a certification or whatnot, we're going to be able to scrape that data and be able to see it, you know, from a talent management perspective. We've been working with the training folks in the Army G3. We can put more training records, you know, in iPERMs, link it with the HR information, and there you go. You get a host of knowledge, skills, behaviors, talents that the Army can understand long term in one system that has all of those documents housed. So a lot of ability there, a lot of I think growth potential for us as we continue to better our AI game, our data game long term. So that also gets me pretty excited. But let's jump back over to Shelley. You know, your HR help desk. You know, maybe people don't totally understand we got this HR help desk because it's really it's like a phone call center at the moment, right? That's kind of what we're doing. Can you explain a little bit what we're doing today?
Sure. So the customer service branch, and as Mr. Plussell alluded to, we take calls, we take emails, self-service some, more so on the IPSA CRM side than the Ask HRC help desk. We support customers, their family, soldiers, and everything in between.
That sounds pretty exciting. How many calls do you get like a week, like roughly?
During a week?
Yeah.
Right around 8,000 cases.
Yeah.
So I don't want to call them all phone calls.
Yeah, right, because they come in different ways.
Right. We average about 825 phone calls just on Ask HRC alone per day. IPSA is right around 400.
So like what do people ask?
Oh gosh, it could be anything from I need my birthday changed on my DD-214 from 50 years ago. To how do I get my records?
Yeah.
How do I get my VA certificate to get a home loan?
Yeah.
Down to something as simple as the IPSA system won't take my leave request.
Yeah. What's
how
going on?
Could you walk me through submitting a leave request?
Yeah.
Something that simple. But we love to help. We have done a lot of research that shows if you sit and try and figure something out on your own, it could take you hours between Google. And anywhere else you want to look. But if you call us, we can help you within 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're right back to doing what you need to do to be a soldier or have a surgery or whatever you may need.
Yeah, yeah. As I go out and talk to groups or especially when it's veterans or others that are not necessarily serving, it's like, hey, there's this resource here that if you know, whatever question you may have, hey, come and use this call center. Come and use our service.
Yes.
Because we're always going to be here. You know, that this is one of those things that we take this very seriously, supporting our veteran population. Hey, we're here to help. We're here to be your S1. We're here to assist. But use us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because, I know it sounds like a lot, right, that's calling in, but, you know, considering how many veterans
how
there
many
are,
soldiers, veterans, yeah.
Yeah, a million soldiers-esque, right, in all three compos, I my first week on the job, I would have thought we would have had
more calls.
That's right, more calls or more interaction. Of course, I keep trying to push it in that direction, right? So,
and we appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Pardell gets a little stressed sometimes.
No,
but it's great.
I'm glad you said that, sir, because over the years we have seen call volume go down. And I think things like this Tag Talk and some social media efforts are assisting in getting that word out and us being more proactive than reactive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of the drive on, hey, can we build some content, right, to get the word out.
To get the word, yeah.
You know, in different areas, right, you know, Facebook and LinkedIn and other places, YouTube, you name it,
right.
To try and let folks, hey, there's a whole team here that actually really cares.
We truly do.
Yeah.
And I have a great team that absolutely loves our soldiers.
Yeah.
Every last one of them. Feel the same way I do when they walk out the door at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome. Feel accomplished.
Yeah.
And there's some jobs you just don't get that.
Yeah.
You don't get that satisfaction of being able to help someone. And we'll take any call. We may not be able to answer your questions, help, but we'll point you to where you need to go.
Yeah, and I've heard through the grapevine that you actually do know the operating hours of Burger King and the
we
PX.
Do. It's in our knowledge base.
Yeah, yeah.
Directions to the class six.
So, there's some questions. There are some questions that you answer anyway, par for the course in a help desk function. Okay, I've also asked us to modernize, right, the Army Service Center. So we're not just, right, a call center. So I don't know, Parnell, talk a little bit about, you know, what we're thinking and, you know, maybe where we're going a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Modernization is extremely important to us, and you've heard from the start of this that we continuously try to find ways to provide a enjoyable customer experience that both provides a solution and gets the customer what he or she needs to do to move on. So today we're a traditional call center of maybe 5 to 7 years ago, where we have a telephone, we pick up the phone when it rings, we have an email box and we go through that email. General Johnson is working real hard to assist us in getting some automation tool sets that allow some social media interaction, some AI functions on those calls, so we can start to gather information from the caller or from the email to better support the customer and help expedite some of the solutions that we need to provide back to the user. We do have a knowledge tool. We have approximately 3,000 plus knowledge articles in there that the analysts use to provide solutions to the requests. But we want to figure out how we take that knowledge tool and integrate that tool with the phone system or the email system to provide some self-service. We feel that the population that we're supporting out there today continues to leverage automation, and we want to get better at supporting that as a self-service solution than a traditional call center environment.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and key in my mind too is like, hey, how do we get our hands around some of the data that we're collecting? In the sense of, hey, these are the types of questions and concerns people have. And then a little bit on social media too, right? Hey, people are saying all kinds of stuff on social media these days. Some of it's professional, some of it's not. For me, okay, check. That's the environment out there in social media, but I'm most interested in, hey, how do we help better support soldiers? And if I can learn something from that, if I can learn from the emails coming in and then help build content or change policy, for instance, to support soldiers better, I that's really what I'm looking for in our modernization. I know, you know, it'll take us a little while to get there, but I think we're headed in the right direction.
And some of those tools, sir, that we're looking at will do just that. Today, if we want to go back and find the top 10 type calls we get, we essentially have to look at into each and every case. We have to open the case management tool. We have to dig into each tool, which is not very efficient. Where if we can start capturing some of that through the use of chatbots and AI solutions, we'll be able to scrape that data as the call comes into us, and we'll ultimately end up with a more efficient and effective knowledge tool.
Yeah, and I think that ends up wrapping around all of the Human Resources Command as well. So you're in the call center essentially, but hey, there's stuff coming in all different directions, all different teams. We have a little bit of work to kind of consolidating some of that. Because I think Army senior leaders kind of deserve too. Hey, here's the scope and scale of what the concerns is, what the issues are, et cetera. And you know, there's an ability to bring all that data in from a lot of different areas and coalesce it, and then layer in some of the stuff people are saying, you know, out there in social. You know, I call that, you know, sentiment analysis essentially. But I think it will help us make some decisions faster as to how we support better, which is kind of exciting. The other thing we've built inside the TAG, and we've done some sessions talking through that, is a social media team that builds content. And a lot of that content is like just, it's like a training aid. It's like we're just trying to easily say, hey, this is how you update your DD-93. This is how you, you know, need to do your benefits application, you know, you name it, you know, how do you do some of this stuff, you know, in a consumable way? But again, some of that is linked back to, well, this is what people are calling about. This is what people are saying on social, et cetera. If I connect this to the boss, right, you know, so as I go up the chain of command, the HRC 2030 vision is all about how do we better customer service? And how do we do customer experience better? And how do we really get a little more attuned to that? Because we want people to know, right? Kind of Shelley, kind of, hey, there's 100 people here at HRC that are working this all the time just thinking about you.
Just thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And making that as obvious as we can, so we keep people in the Army, right? You know, there's folks that care about all of our soldiers and their families, and you guys kind of live that every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a generational thing for me.
Yeah.
If they get good customer service, they start to talk better about being a service member, which can influence their children or their grandchildren to become a soldier as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great point. I mean, it does, you know, hey, if you think someone's taking care of you, you're probably more apt to say, hey, join this,
yeah,
this great organization of ours. Okay, I know we're getting towards time here, but Parnell, any kind of parting shots you wanna talk about? I know you got an awesome team and folks care, and you know, every day we're working through stuff just to support people.
Yeah, again, thank you for the opportunity, sir. This is great because the team that's doing this, doesn't always get the recognition they deserve. And like Ms. Desilich has said, that we're here to help the soldier. And we truly believe you're a soldier for life, and we're going to continue to help you from the day you get here until, unfortunately, the later time. So give us a call. Send us an email. We will do everything we can do to help you, and I just want to thank the organization for making sure we're taking care of soldiers and General Johnson's leadership in allowing us to do that for the community. That's all I have, sir.
No, that's awesome. Thanks, Parnell. Shelley, what do you have to say here at the end?
As far as modernization goes, I wanted to mention on the back end for the customer service branch what was going to happen for us.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see the process improvement plans throughout entire HRC directorates, because it's all going to help the customer service branch in the end.
Yeah.
One of the main things I wanted to mention was knowledge. I really appreciate the rest of the directorates working with us to develop a more robust knowledge base to assist the customers.
Yeah.
So thank you for allowing us to get our message out to the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
To utilize us, please. Call us, email us. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And we truly love what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Shelley. You know, if I'm going to dig into just a bit of what Shelley just said, Parnell, you know, how we get better as a customer service entity is being able to understand, hey, all the moving pieces inside of HRC and what their key talking points are tied to anything that they're doing from a HR functional perspective. So. The more that we can get from our teammates and other entities in HRC, the better we can help support, you know, in that call center function. So that is right. We're moving to the target on that, which we got great support internal here at HRC. So that there's certainly much, much, much more to come from ASC modernization and customer service and experience coming from our Human Resources Command and the TAG soon. So. I appreciate both of you being here today.
Thank you.
Again, I'm really the lucky one because we have such passionate folks working here to just take care of people. So folks out there listening, thanks for plugging in. You can follow us at just about any social media platform, minus that one we won't mention. Yeah, exactly. TikTok, right? But we're on everything else. So at the Adjutant General, I'm Tag 63 signing off. Thanks, folks.